When the consolations of literature and philosophy fail, there's always music. And fans of folk music will remember David Bromberg as one of the premier folk artists of the 1970s. A critic once described him as an insanely talented guitarist and songwriter. But in 1980, Bromberg abandoned his performing career to become a violin maker. Today, he's also something of an expert on American-made violins. John Kalish visited him at his home in Chicago.
David Bromberg played guitar for Jane the Americans, Chubby Checker, and Jerry Jeff Walker. His considerable chops on a variety of stringed instruments earned him a reputation as a musician's musician. He played with Bob Dylan and collaborated with George Harrison in 1972 on The Hold Up, which became an FM radio hit.
So hand us the money, don't stand there and shiver. Tax time is coming, give alms to the poor. Or I'll put a bullet right through your best liver. Wealth is disease and I am the cure.
Bromberg's nasal New York warble and the loser persona he comically projected in blues, folk, country, and rock songs drew a devoted following. But then he moved from New York to Northern California to be near his manager and record label.
I think probably it was a big mistake to leave New York City, because there were tons of people I loved playing with. In California, you had to drive for at least a half an hour, and I never really fell in with a group of people that I enjoyed playing music with. And I wasn't practicing, and I wasn't writing. The only playing I was doing was when I was on the road, and I started to feel that I couldn't call myself a musician anymore.
Bromberg had been hanging out at a violin shop near his home in Marin County, learning to do little jobs. He decided to move his family to Chicago in 1980 and enroll in the Chicago School of Violin Making. But when he graduated in 1984, he ended up selling violins, not making them.
Hey, Jan. How are you?
Now 56 years old, Bromberg lives and works in an old row house on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, of course.
200 violins hang by their scrolls on the walls of his office. A workroom next door is filled with spare parts, a glue pot for the occasional repair, and cases for carrying two or four violins at a time.
Okay.
As a wholesaler, Bromberg specializes in European violins, traveling to Brussels, Paris, and London three times a year to visit makers, auctions,
museums, shops, anywhere they're there to look at. You know, you eat them with your eyes.
Before Bromberg started selling violins, he collected them, specifically American-made instruments. 20 years ago, they were cheap and few collectors wanted them. Today, Bromberg has what some consider the preeminent private collection of American-made violins.
I wouldn't call myself an expert on anything, including American violins, except that because of my interest in them, I do know more than anybody else, but it's by default.
Bromberg had no intention of amassing a large collection. He just started picking up violins here and there while touring with his band. Being a touring musician definitely gave Bromberg an edge over other collectors, says John Cooper, a professional fiddler turned violin maker in Maine.
He was unique among a lot of us in that he traveled a lot. He was all over the country all the time. So every town he went to the violin shops or looked up the local makers or found anybody he could who knew anything about violins. And it would have been very hard for anyone else to do because, you know, to be that mobile and to be all over the country like that would have been very difficult for, you know, a maker or a dealer, because most people would be either tied down to their shop or have other things going on. It would make it tough to get around as much as he did.
Interest in American violins has increased substantially since Bromberg started collecting them. Ron Midget, a violin restorer, dealer, and collector in East Hampton, Massachusetts, says Bromberg is partly responsible for that.
He's to be very strongly commended for putting his hard-earned money in a place where no one else thought it was valuable initially. And he has brought into the limelight very high-quality work by American makers that people simply didn't know about. And he's really proven the violin community and many players wrong, that there are worthy instruments made in America.
Some of the finest American violins were made by George Gmunder in the 19th century. Jay Unger plays one on the Civil War soundtrack. David Bromberg has a Gmunder, but some of his favorite instruments are less well known. They're gathered in a nook of his office he calls the Chicago Ghetto.
In this corner, all the violins were made in Chicago. And I'm very fond of this instrument. This was made by a Chicago maker named Carl George in 1903. And it is a copy of a specific guarneri. It's a copy of the canon, which was the name that Paganini used for his violin. And I believe that this violin was copied from this photograph, which appeared in a Chicago newspaper in around 1902.
And looks do count, says Bromberg.
Most dealers buy first by looks, and sometimes solely by looks. Most of these instruments I bought without hearing.
Bromberg was reluctant to demonstrate any of his violins, but he did agree to show off one.
You want me to play on it?
Bromberg will soon be packing up this violin and the rest of his collection to move to Delaware. He's going to try something new again. He's opening a retail shop. It reminds him of the last momentous change in his life, retiring from performing full-time and going to violin-making school.
I compared it to jumping off a diving board without knowing what was underneath. And it was the second time I'd done that. You know, the first time was when I left college to try and become a professional musician. I didn't know if I'd sink or swim. Moving to the East Coast and opening up a retail store, all over again, same thing. Because retail is a completely different thing. And most businesses lose money for the first 5 years. It's scary.
David Bromberg will still have his wholesaling business when he settles in Delaware. He says that in a good year he can move 36 violins. And Bromberg hasn't given up performing altogether. He tours once a year with his band. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in Chicago.